Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Samach Zayim. We are holding on daf Samach Vav and Beis. We are in the middle of the Mishnah on daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. And I forgot which part in the middle of the Mishnah. I think maybe Amar Rabbi Eliezer in the middle of the Mishnah. But either way, we'll catch ourselves up. So today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali and Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, and Shem Shav and Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So again, this Mishnah discusses the dinim of Me'ila and Tumah Bebeis Ablia when it comes to Chatos and Ola that are not done properly. That if you don't do the Chatos with all the dinim of a Chatos, or you don't do the Ola Sa'of with all the dinim of an Ola Sa'of, so now is it a Nevela that's going to be Metame Bebeis Ablia? And also, more Nogea to our Daf today, is it now going to be subject to Me'ila or not subject to Me'ila? So the Mishnah records a little bit of the back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about the Me'ila issue. The Gemara is going to quote a Braisa that has a little bit more of the back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about the Me'ila issue. And the Gemara discusses the possibility that maybe if you take an Olas Ha'of and you do everything like a Chatas, you do it Lemata with all the Ma'aseh Chatas, and you treat it exactly that, maybe it actually becomes a chatas. That's the possibility of explaining Shitas Rabbi Yoshua, that if you do it kemasa chatas, so shame chatas, that it becomes a chatas of, and that has ramifications as far as its me'ila status is concerned. So that's ultimately the chiddush that the Gemara is going to get to on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and then Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a discussion as to whether we have rayas against that chiddush. Do we have a couple of rayas that maybe you see examples where we find that Rabbi Yoshua himself holds that when you take an olas ha'of and you do kema'aseh chatas and everything like a chatas, l'shem chatas, that it still does not become a karban chatas. Those rayas are from Mishnayos in Meseches Kinim. The final raya the Gemara is going to have is just going to be a raya that whatever Mishnayos we have in Meseches Kinim are in fact a reflection of the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua, because Meseches Kinim, the Gemara is going to suggest, was written by Rabbi Yoshua. That Raya is just a long, long Mishnah that has nothing to do with the actual topic of the Mishnah, has nothing to do whatsoever with our Sugya, other than Rabbi Yoshua is the one that speaks at the very end of the Mishnah, which therefore gives us the impression that the entire Meseches Kinim is Rabbi Yoshua, and that discussion takes us all the way to the Mishnah on Samech Hesamed Aleph. We'll see if we get that far. So says the Gemara. So let's actually start again from the beginning of the Mishnah. It'll be much easier. So starting again from the beginning of the Mishnah, Samuk Vavan Beis. V'kulan, all the Chataos and the Olos that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, in all the different ways that you do them. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah ways that you do a Karban Chatos that's absolutely kosher, and ways that you do it that are absolutely possible, and the same with an Ola. But all of those cases, Ein Metamei Beis Abliya, does not become a Nevela. It's not a Nevela Sof Torah, which is Metamei a person as he swallows it. Even in the cases where the carbon is possible, by doing the Malika, it takes it out of the Parsha of Nevela. See, if you were to do Malika anywhere else, not in the Beis HaMikdash, you would take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and you would do Malika on a bird outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that bird would be a Nevela. But Malika in the Beis HaMikdash makes it that it's not a Nevela, even if it's a possible carbon. Umolin ben, and in all the cases, it's subject to Me'ila, that in all those cases, it's except for chutz mechatzos of shasal matkamas chatzos shem chatzos, except for the carbon chatzos that was done perfectly well. Meaning, if you did a carbon chatzos perfectly properly, so then it is not going to be subject to me'ila, because when you do a carbon chatzos perfectly properly, now it's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, so it actually gets eaten. You're allowed to get hana from it at that point. But every other example of a carbon that we had in the previous Mishnah, the carbon remained pasul, so it remains subject to me'ila. The only other example where a carbon was kosher was a carbon ola that was done perfectly properly. Well, what are you supposed to do with a carbon ola that was done perfectly properly? You throw it on the mizbech and it all gets burnt. So it's still subject to me'ila. So every single case in the previous Mishnah, except for the carbon chatos that was done perfectly right, is going to be subject to me'ila. Olas ha'ov sha'asal lemata kima'asei chatas l'shem chatas. If you do an olas ha'ov lemata kima'asei, which is wrong, you're not supposed to do it lemata, and you do it kima'asei chatas, you do malik on only one simin and not shnei simanim, and you're mazeh the dam l'shem chatas, and you do it l'shem karban chatas, Rabbi Lezer omer mo'alim bar. Rabbi Lezer says that's subject to me'ila even after you do the matan dam. Rabbi Yeshua omer ein mo'alim bar. So this is the machlokas that the entire daf is going to center around today. This machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, if you take an olas ha'of and you treat it exactly like a chatas ha'of, is it subject to me'ila or is it not subject to me'ila? So says Gemara, says the Mishnah, let's see the conversation a little bit. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say what he says? Why does Rabbi Yeshua say what he says? So again, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds that mo'alim ba, that it is subject to mila. Rabbi Yeshua says not subject to mila. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll bring you a raya that an ola that became pasul, even if you treated it exactly like a korban chatas, is subject to mila. Uma im chatas she'ein mo'alim ba lishma, that if a korban chatas is treated perfectly properly, it's not subject to mila because the kohanim get to eat it, and yet kisheshina eshema mo'alim. When you do it wrong, when you do it l'shem ola, now it does become subject to me'ila. So ola shema olim ba l'shma, a korban ola where even when you do it perfectly right, it's subject to me'ila. Kesheshina shema inodin shem ulaba. So it should all the more so be subject to me'ila when you do it wrong, right? I would think doing it wrong is more of a reason to say that something is subject to me'ila, because if you do it wrong, it never has a heter. So you would think it's puzzled, so it never has a heter. So you would think it's more of a reason to subject to mila. So if a chatos, when it's done right, is not subject to mila, doing it wrong is yes subject to mila. An olive, even when it's done right, is subject to mila. For sure, when it's done wrong, it should be subject to mila. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back, lo, you can't say such a kal v'chomer. Im amarta b'chatos shashina shma l'shem ola, shekein shina shma l'dav sheish b'mila. Meaning you're right that if a chatos is done l'shem ola, it becomes subject to mila. But it's not because it was done wrong, it's because it was done l'shem something that is subject to me'ila. So it was that you took a chatos which should not have been subject to me'ila, and you did it l'shem ola, which is always subject to me'ila. So good, so in such a case, the chatos will be subject to me'ila. But that does not mean in the reverse direction, where you're if you can call it an upgrade, where you're changing it l'shem into something that is not subject to me'ila. Tomar ba'ol. Ola, you're going to say by a carbon ola, Shashina eshema l'shem chatas, where you treat it like a carbon chatas, shekein shina eshema l'davar she'in bo me'ila, which means you're treating it like something that is not subject to me'ila. So then maybe itaka will not be subject to me'ila. And that's Rabbi Yeshua's point, that if you treat an ola like a chatas, it is not going to be subject to me'ila. So Amar la Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said right back to Rabbi Yeshua, Varei kache kachim, what about kache kachim that are supposed to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara, and you did sheshchaton b'darom. A guy or someone went and shechted in the southern part of the Azara, and therefore they become pasul. It's not right. The kachim kachim are pasul if they're shechted in the southern part of the Azara. Ushchaton l'shem kachim kalim, but you did it having in mind that it should be l'shem kachim kalim. So yochichu, that should be our raya. So by an ola sa'of, where you did it l'mata k'masa chatos l'shem chatos, because I mean, it should be a raya to our case of the Ola Sa'of, that you do Kemasa Chatos L'Shem Chatos L'mata Shekein Shina Eshemam, because when you take Kache Kachim and you shecht it in the southern half of the Azara, you are Mishana the Shem and the Ma'asa of Kache Kachim L'davar Shein B'mila. You're instead treating it like Kachim Kalim, which are not subject to Mi'ila, meaning Kachim Kalim is not subject to Mi'ila, only the Emurim are subject to me'ila, and nevertheless, by taking kachim kachim and shechting in the south umolim behen, it now becomes subject to me'ila because by shechting it bedarom, the whole carbon became pasul. The zrika, therefore, that you do is not going to have the koach to create the heter of the heter from me'ila, and we don't say that by changing it and treating it like kachim kalim, all of a sudden it follows the rules of kachim kalim and is is not subject to mi'ila. So that now becomes my raya, says Rabbi Eliezer, that if you take an ola sa'of and you treat it like a chatas, even though you are mishanah the shame and the ma'asim and you do everything like a chatas, you now treat it like something that is not subject to mi'ila, it should still be subject to mi'ila. We do not say that it's yotze miyad mi'ila just because you treated it like something that's not subject to mi'ila. So again, Rabbi Eliezer's second raya is that if you take kachem kachem and you shecht it and you treat it like kachem kalim, even though kachem kalim don't have mi'ila, kachem kachem that are treated like kachem kalim do have mi'ila. So therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, if you take an ola and you treat it like a chatas, an ola sof, and you treat it like a chatas sof, even though chatas sof does not have mi'ila, but an ola sof treated like a chatas sof does have mi'ila. So Amar Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur responded right back to Rabbi Eliezer, lo, that's not a good raya either. Imamarta bekatche kachem shishchatan badarum shchatan l'shem kachem kalim. You're right that when you take kachem kachem and you treat them like kachem kalim by shechting them in the southern part of the Azara and by doing the maaseh kachem kalim, that it's still going to be subject to mi'ila. Shekein shina eshamam l'davar sheyesh bo iser v'heter. Because even kachem kalim is partially subject to mi'ila, meaning kachem kalim, you don't eat the whole thing, you eat the basar of the kachem kalim, the emurim of the kachem kalim are brought on the mizbeach. So there is an iser mi'ila even in kachem kalim itself. So therefore, when you take kachem kachem and you treat it like kachem kalim, the entire thing remains subject to mi'ila, because what you were mishane it to is something that's partially subject to mi'ila. So tomar ba'ola, you're going to say the same thing by an ola sa'of where you treat it like a chatas, shashina eshamal ledavar sheh kulo heter, where you treat it like a chatos, you're treating it like something that has no mi'ila whatsoever, because there are no emurim of the chatos that get burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore maybe it's not subject to mi'ila. You certainly cannot prove one way or the other. So what emerges from the Mishnah is that the basis for Rabbi Yoshua saying that that when you take an olas ha'of and you treat it like a chatas ha'of, that it is not going to be subject to mi'ila, is that if you're meshane a korban b'shmo u'b'ma'asav to something that there's no mi'ila on whatsoever, which is only going to be true by the olas ha'of being meshane it to a chatas ha'of, so that korban will now not have mi'ila, even though it was an olas ha'of, but you treated it like a chatas ha'of, and a chatas ha'of has no mi'ila whatsoever, memela, this carbon is not going to have any mi'ila whatsoever either. Now the Achronim say this is a chiddush d'kedin in Hilchos Mi'ila, that the carbon that's possible becomes like that which you treated it like as far as mi'ila is concerned. It's amazing, right? Meaning you would think a carbon ola that I so badly mistreated that I treated it like a chatas, so it shouldn't become a chatas. But as far as dinim of mi'ila, it becomes a chatas. As far as dinim of mi'ila, it's not subject to mi'ila. So it could be that when does a chatas lose its status of mi'ila? When you do the matandan. So probably if the ola is becoming a chatas, when does it lose the status of mi'ila? When you do the matandam, because that's what happens with the chata, with the real chatas itself. And if that's the whole reason it loses the mi'ila, is because you're treating it like a chatas, it becomes like a chatas, it makes sense that it will become like a chatas exactly when a carbon chatas would lose its mi'ila. However, the Briska Rav writes that that which it doesn't have mi'ila min haTorah is because you did so many shinuyim that it becomes like kachem shemesu, which are yotze yidei mi'ila, meaning by treating it so improperly that you're meshane it so much, it becomes like a karban that was nifsal in the hakrava, as opposed to becomes not like a karban that was nifsal in the hakrava, but like a karban that was mace and was never hukrav at all. So that's the reason that it's not subject to mi'ila, because we treat it like a karban that just dropped dead, and therefore it was never hukrav, so then it's not going to have to wait till the matan dam. As soon as you treat it like a chatos, so the fact that you have to be mishana shmo to davar shein bo meila, that's only a din derabanan. The midrabanan kachim shemesu have meila, and they were not gozer when you were mishana to a davar shein bo meila. So anyway, that's the chiddush of the brisker rav. In the maskana, the gemara is going to say that the basis for Yeshua is not only a din in hilchos meila, but it's a din in what the nature of the carbon becomes. Meaning, the majority of the daf today is we're going to ultimately show that what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is not just that as far as meila is concerned, when you treat an olah sa'of like a chata sa'of, so it has the same dinim of meila like a chata sa'of. No, it actually becomes a chata sa'of. Maybe as far as everything is concerned, meaning the Gemara is going to assume as far as kapara is concerned that it actually can accomplish like a chata sa'of can accomplish. It's not only a specific din within dinim of meila. But anyway, the conversation continues in a brisa. The conversation between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer had two rayas that it should be subject to meila. One that's an inherent raya, a kal v'chomer, and the other a raya from kachem kachem that are treated like kachem kalim. And Rabbi Yeshua rejected both rayas in the Mishnah. Tanya, the brisa goes weiter. That Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Asham sheshchato batzafon, if you take a carbon asham and you shecht it like a carbon asham in the northern part of the Azara where you're supposed to shecht the carbon asham, but l'shem shlamim, but you have in mind that it should be l'shem shlamim, so that's yochiach. That should be able to prove my point in our case of the ola sa'of that's treated like a chata sa'of, where I want a taina that it's still subject to mi'ila. Why? Why is that at all similar to an asham that was shechted in exactly the right place, but l'shem karban shlamim? Because what's the case? Sheshina eshmo, you took an asham and you were meshana the shame to a shlamim, umoalin bo, and nevertheless, it's still subject to mi'ila before you zorik the dam. Va'afata al tetama ala ola, and therefore you shouldn't be curious or wonder or be in astonishment about an ola sa'ov, sha'afal pi sheshina eshmo, that even though you're treating it like a chatos and you do kemaisa chatos, and it became possible on account of that, sheyimaluba, that it should be subject to mi'ila. And we don't say that once you're mishana, it's shame, it's no longer subject to mi'ila. Because if once you're mishana, it's shame, it's no longer subject to mi'ila, the yasham that's treated like a shlamim should likewise be no longer subject to mi'ila. But yet we see it is subject to mi'ila. So that's raya number three for Rabbi Eliezer. So raya number one was his kal v'chomer, that if chatas to ola makes it subject to mi'ila, ola to chatas should for sure be subject to mi'ila. Raya number two was from kachim kachim that you shecht bedarom, and raya number three is from an asham that you shecht b'tzafon l'shem shlamim. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responds to raya number three of Rabbi Eliezer. Lo mamarta ba'asham, you cannot bring me a raya from an asham that's still subject to mi'ila when you treat it like a shlamim, because shemshina shemo lo shinas mekomo. The case of the asham was where you treated it like a shlamim, you did it l'shem shlamim, but you shechted it in the northern part of the Azara like you're supposed to shecht the carbon asham, not like a carbon shlamim. So tomar ba'ola, what does that have to do with an ola sa'of that you were asal lamata, where you treated everything, you did everything about the ola sa'of like a chatas, sheshina shema vishina es makoma, that you were mishana not only the shame of the carbon, not only did you treat the ola like a chatas, you did it in the makom of a chatas as well. So that's not a raya at all. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, let me try number four. Asham sheshchato badarom l'shem shlamim. Okay, let's alter the case just a little bit. Asham sheshchato badarom l'shem shlamim yochiach. Where do you have a carbon asham that you actually shecht in the southern part of the Azara, where an asham should not be shechted, and you do it l'shem shlamim? So you treat it entirely like a shlamim. Where sheshina shemo, vishina es makomo, you're mishana the shame of the carbon by treating the asham like a shlamim. You're mishana the makom of the carbon by shechting it in the south as opposed to in the northern part of the Azara, umal and bo. And yet it's still subject to me'ila. Before you're zorik the dam, at least it's still subject to me'ila. After you're zorik the dam, it's not to me, the Rashi points out, because it becomes suta l'kohanim. But af ata al tetama ala ola, so you shouldn't be astonished that the same should be true of a carbon ola, sha'afal pi shashina eshema, that even though you're doing it l'shem chatos, v'shinas mekoma, and you're doing it on the bottom half of the mizbeach, which is where you do a carbon chatos, mol and bat should still be subject to me'ila. And do not say that that it's not subject to me'ila when you do it on the bottom half of the mizbeach, like a chatos. So I'm little Rabbi Shur says, my response to Raya number 4 is, it's still not an exact parallel. Lo imamarta ba'asham shashina shmo v'shina smakomo, even by an asham that you shecht l'shem shlamim in the southern half of the azara, granted you were mashana the shame, you were mashana the makom, but veloshina esma'asav. But you do with it, what you actually do with it is exactly what you do with an asham, meaning you shecht it the same way you shecht an asham. So yet you weren't mashana that, and that's why it's still subject to me'ila. Tomar ba'ola, you're going to tell me the same thing by an ola sa'of, where you do it lemata, kima'ase chatas, l'shem chatas, shashina shema, where not only did you l'shem chatas, ve'esma'aseha, you did the malika like a chatas and not like an ola, v'shina esmakoma, and you did it lemata, you did it on the bottom half of his back, where all three of those things are in chatas land. You took ola and you treated all in all three of those areas, you treated it like a chatas. So maybe there it loses its mi'ila status. So Amarava. So those were the four rayas that Rabbi Lezer brought, Rabbi Yeshua's response to all four rayas. So, and apparently, Rabbi Lezer had nothing else to say. Rabbi Lezer, does Rabbi Lezer have any more evidence for his point of view? He's got nothing. He already exhausted all of his evidence, and Rabbi Yeshua responded to every single raya that he brought. So I'm a Rava. Rava says, wait, if I could be so bold as to speak up on behalf of Rabbi Eliezer. V'nei Malei, why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer say back to Rabbi Yeshua, Asham sheshchato bedarom l'shem shlamim b'shinoi bailim sheshina eshemo v'shinas mekomo v'shinas masav? Maybe if you make one more change in this carbon asham, then not only that you shecht it in the south like a shlamim, not only that you shecht it l'shem shlamim, but you do it b'shinoi bailim, you shecht it l'shem the wrong guy, right? A carbon has to be shecht it l'shem its bailim in order to be to achieve the kapara. If it's lo l'shem bailim, it's l'shem someone else, it's not ola l'bailim l'shem chova. By a chatas and a pesach, the carbon becomes pasul entirely. Shinoi bailim, Rashi points out, is considered a shinoi maisa. So that's the point that Rav is trying to make. I mean, that what was Rabbi Yeshua's final response? That all your cases of asham are not quite treated in all the categories, in all the areas, as differently, as much like a shlamim as as my case of the chatas, as the ola sa'of that's treated like a chatas sa'of. Because the ola sa'of that's treated like chatas sa'of is in three categories is treated like a chatas sa'of, as far as its location, as far as its kavan, and as far as it's ma'asim. You have yet to produce an example of an asham that's treated like a shlamim in all three of those categories. So Rava says, I got an example of an asham that's treated like a shlamim in all three categories. You shecht it in the south, so that's location. You shecht it l'shem shlamim, that's the kavana part. And you're mishana bailim, and that's considered a shinui ma'asa. So, and yet, it's still subject to mi'ila. So shouldn't we say the same thing about an ola sof that's treated like a chatosof in all three categories, that is to be subject to mi'ila? So why didn't Rabbi Eliezer say that? Midlo karmelei hachi, from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer did not respond with that challenge, shema mina nachas Rabbi Eliezer l'taymei de Rabbi Yeshua. We see that Rabbi Eliezer ultimately understood that Rabbi Yeshua was saying something else entirely, that he wasn't just saying, as far as mi'ila is concerned, if you're mishana enough, then becomes the other carbon as far as mi'ila is concerned. No, he was saying much more than that. Damar vad barava, omer hoy Rabbi Yeshua, what Rabbi Yeshua was really saying is, ola sa'ov sha'asol lemata kamasa chatos l'shem chatos, kiven shemolak basim in echad, nimshaches v'na'aseis chatos sa'ov, that it mamish becomes a chatos sa'ov. That you can never say about an asham that's done the shem shlamim, even if you're mishana the makom and you're mishana the maisa, meaning it never becomes becomes a Karban Shlamim. You don't have this din of Na'asis. So Rashi writes, because it's not Shayach HaMshacha in any Karban other than the Olas Ha'of that could become a Chatas before it ever becomes Pasul L'Shem Ola. Meaning we're going to see in the Gemara that the Psul that you're going to have L'Shem Ola is only when you do the Malika on the second Simen. You've already turned it into a Chatas by that time. Whereas when you shecht when you're doing the same Maisa Shechita on an Asham that you would do on a Shlamim, L'Shem Shlamim, it's already become a Pasala Asham. So once it's become a Pasala Asham, you cannot now rebrand it as a Chatas, as a Shlamim rather. You cannot rebrand it as a Shlamim. So the whole Vart of Rabbi Yeshua is that there's this unique din by Oaf, that if you take an Olas Oaf and you do everything like a Chatas Oaf, since before it could ever become a Pasal Olas Oaf, it was fully branded as a Chatas Oaf, it becomes a Chatas Oaf, and it even achieves the Kapara of a Chatas Oaf. So now the Gemara says, well, Ihachi, if that's the case, that Rabbi Yeshua holds, that you take an Olas Oaf and you treat it fully like a Chatas Oaf, that it becomes a Chatas Oaf, why not say the reverse? Chatas Oaf Nami, Sha'asal Lemaila, Kemase Ola. What if you take a Chatas Oaf and you do everything like an Ola? You do it on the top half of the Mizbeach, you do it L'Shem Ola, you do the Malika B'Shnei Simanim, you do everything like an Ola. So, Michi Malik Basimen Echa Timashech V'Tavei Ola Sof. Why don't we say that as soon as you do a Malika on one Simen, that the Gemara is going to explain that what that's about, because so that it should right away turn into an Ola Sof and become Kasher. And yet, that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that a Chatos Yidu L'Maila B'Kemaisei Ola L'Shem Ola is puzzle. But according to Rav Adbar Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua, it should work in both directions. Just like when you take an Ola and treat it fully like a Chatos, it becomes a Chatos. When you take a Chatos and treat it fully like an Ola, it should become an Ola. V'chite ma'achinami, and maybe you'll say, yeah, maybe in a chinami it does. Who says that that's not true? V'am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Bano'a, kachi hatsa'a shel Mishnah. So, but Rabbi Yochanan says, name Rabbi Bano'a, exactly what you have in the Mishnah is the full extent of the Mishnah. Meaning to say, my love, kachi hatsa'a, that whatever chidushim you see in the Mishnah, that's it. Meaning that an Ola can become a Chatas, but not anything more. You don't have the reverse. A Chatas Ov cannot become an Ola Sov. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is, lo, kachatzo shel kula Mishnah. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. What he meant to say is that just like, there's this machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua about an Ola that's treated like a Chatas, so too, there's a machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua about a chatos that's treated like an ola. And Rabbi Yeshua would say that, yeah, if you take a chatos and you treat it like an ola, it becomes an ola, and it's going to be kosher. So the Mishnah says that it's possible is just against Rabbi Yeshua. In Achinami, the Mishnah says that it's possible. Rabbi Yeshua would disagree with that part of the Mishnah. It's against Rabbi Yeshua. Or Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi would say, no, it only goes in one direction. Meaning, I agree to what Rav Adbar Rav is saying. That Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that when you take an Ola Sof and treat it like a Chatas Sof, it becomes a Chatas Sof. But in the reverse, it's not true. If you take a Chatas Sof and treat it like an Ola Sof, it does not become an Ola Sof. Why? Why the difference? Bishlama Ola Sof sha'asa'a l'mata k'masei Chatas l'shem Chatas. When you take an Ola Sof and treat it fully like a Chatas Sof, kivan daha hechshera b'simen echad, since a Chatas Sof only requires a malika of one simen, v'ha hechshera b'shnei simanim, whereas an Ola Sof requires malika of both simanim, Ola Sof Lamata Lesa, and the Ola Sof doesn't happen Lamata, the Malika Lamata would passel in Ola Sof. So Kivan de Malak Basimin Echad, when you do Malika of only one Simin, it did not yet become a passel Ola Sof, because you were not Molik Shnei Simanim Lamata, meaning it only becomes a passel Ola Sof when in some way you did something that could have been construed as an Ola activity in the wrong way or in the wrong place. So when you did it Lamata, but you only did Malika on Simen Echad, you have not yet done anything to identify this as an Ola. But when you do Malika on Simen Echad Lamata, you have done something to identify it as a Chatas, because you've done it Lamata with Simen Echad, L'Shem Chatas, but nothing yet to identify it as an Ola. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, Nimshachas V'Nasis Chatas Ha'of, that it actually becomes a Chatas Ha'of before it ever became a Pasala Ola Ha'of. So, ha'of. It can only become a pasul olas ha'of when you do malik on that second simin in the wrong place with the wrong kavana, something like that. But you didn't do the malik on the second simin yet. As soon as you did the malik on the first simin, you've already done everything like a chatas, and therefore it becomes a chatas. But now say that in the reverse. But what if you take a chatas ha'of and you do it lemaila el chatas ha'of? But when it comes to a chatas ha'of, where you do everything lemaila l'shem olah near kivin d'amramar, since we said malika b'kol makom k'shera, the malika of a chatas ha'of could happen anywhere, even lemaila. So kimalak basimin echad. When you do one, the malika of one sim. And not l'shem chatas, you do it l'shem ola, and that's therefore already a ma'isa chatas on the first simin. Ifsala, it became possible as a chatas shelo l'shma. You were doing it l'shem ola, and you did a malik of simin echad. Right then, it becomes a possible chatas because you did a ma'isa chatas shelo l'shma. So kiyadam malik vidach simin. When you then do the malik on that second simin, because you're showing that you're treating it like an ola, hechimam shkavavi ola sof. It's too late for it to be. It was already branded as a pasul chatas ha'of. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that if you treat an olas ha'of fully like a chatas ha'of, it becomes a chatas ha'of. But if you treat a chatas ha'of fully like an olas ha'of, it's just a chatas psula. It does not become an olas ha'of, it's just a chatas psula. So gufa. So now we're going to question this understanding of Rabbi Yeshua by first repeating it and then questioning it from various mishnayos in Maseches Kinim. So gufa. Amar Avad Barava, Omer Hay. Rabbi Yeshua. Olasov shasol lamata k'masi chatos l'shem chatos kivin shemalik basiminachan nimshachas v'nasis chatos ha'of. Right, our version of Rabbi Yeshua, the one we're sticking with, is that Rabbi Yeshua holds if you take an olas ha'of and you do everything like a chatos ha'of, you do it lamata, you do siminachad, you do l'shem chatos, everything like a chatos ha'of, it becomes a chatos ha'of. So says Gemara, I got two rayas from Mishnayos Maseches Kinim that is not true, that Rabbi Yeshua does not hold that it becomes a chatas ha'of. So Mishnah number one in Kinim is Tashema. There's a Mishnah in the third paragraph of Maseches Kinim where you have two women that are both chayav to bring a chatas ha'of and an olas ha'of, and they brought together a single set of birds, and they said chatas l'zuva olazu, meaning you had two women that were each chayav to bring a set. Each woman should have brought a chatas and an ola, except one of them already brought a chatas and the other one already brought an ola. So each one needs only one more karban to fulfill their obligation. So together, jointly, they buy a pair of birds, and the one that needs an ola is supposed to have the bird that's brought as an ola for her. The one that needs a chatas is supposed to have the bird that's supposed to be a chatas brought for her. So it's supposed to be chatas lezu va'ola lezu. V'asa shtei in the maila, and then the kohen went, and he did both of them on the top half of the mizbech as if they were both karbanos ola. So mechza kasher, mechza pasul. So great, the woman who needed an ola, she's good. The woman who needed a chatas, she's no good because she needed a chatas, and they did it on the top half of the mizbeach. They did both birds on the top half of the mizbeach, so she's still going to have to bring another karban. Shtei on the mata. What if the kohen did both on the bottom half of the mizbeach? So mechza kashu, mechza pasul. The woman who needed a chatas, she's good. It was treated like a chatas. It was done on the bottom half of the mizbeach. The woman who needed an ola, no good. The woman who needed an ola, it's going to be pasul, because that which was an ola became pasul lamata, and she has to bring another ola. Achas l'mayla v'achas l'mata shteyan psulos. If he brought one of these birds without identifying on the top and one on the bottom half of the mizbech, they're both pasul. Shani omer, because we have to at least be choshesh that maybe chatas karva l'mayla, maybe he accidentally brought the carbon chatas l'mayla va'ola kreva l'mata, and he accidentally brought the carbon ola l'mata, and therefore they're both going to be pasul, and therefore both women still need to bring the very same carbon that they needed to bring when all of this all started. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. We said that if you do achas l'mayla v'achas l'mata, they're both pasul, because maybe the ola was done l'mata. Maybe the ola was done l'mata. And what would be so terrible if it was nihi nami da ola kreva l'mata? Granted, the ola was done l'mata, and therefore it's not a kashra ola, but according to our understanding of Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rav Avad Barava's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua, when you take an ola and you treat it exactly like a chatas, you do l'shem chatos kemaseh chatos b'makom chatos satimashich v'tavi chatos ha'of. It should become a chatos ha'of. So the one who needed an ola does not need a chatos because she already brought her chatos. So this ola that has now become a chatos should count for the other woman who may or may not have already brought her chatos l'mayla, and it should turn out that miman of shuch, one of these is kosher for a chatos, and therefore the woman who needed a chatos should be covered. So she should not need to bring another karban. So says Gemara. So it must be from the fact that the Mishnah does not say that she's covered. Oh, must be that she's not covered because when you treat an olas hof like a chatos hof, it does not become a chatos hof. That our understanding of Reb Shua is incorrect. So says Gemara. Wait. Emor dam Reb Shua b'chad gavra b'tre gavri miyamar. No. Reb Shua says when I am chayav chatos and I take my olas hof and I treat it fully like a chatos, that's when it counts as my chatos. But when I'm chayav chatos, your olas hof treated fully like a chatos does not now fulfill my obligation of a chatos hof. Where one of them is bringing a chatos, one of them is bringing an ola. So the ola of one person does not become the chatos of another person. He has no the person has no chelik in that chatos. So how could it become the chatos of another person? That's why we don't say hamshacha over there. Hamshacha is the concept that when you treat the ola fully like a chatos, then it becomes a chatos. That's why that Mishnah in Kedem is not a good raya, because it involved two separate people. So says Mara, okay, fine, we'll try another raya. Tashema. Another Mishnah in Maseches Kinim. In fact, I think it's the very next Mishnah in Maseches Kinim. Two women, each of them are chayiv to bring three birds. One of them was chayiv to bring a set that's an ola and a chatas, plus another bird that's an ola. And the other one was chayiv to bring a set that's an ola and a chatas, and another bird that's purely a chatas. So, sach hakol, with both of these women, you need six more birds. Each of them need to bring a full set of an ola and a chatas, and one of them needs to bring an additional ola. One of them needs to bring an additional chatas. So what do? They buy six birds. So they buy three kinim. So what happens? So the first one, chatas va'ola ustuma. So they have three sets. One of them is designated as a chatas, and one of them is designated as an ola, and the other one is sasum. They don't say what it is, which one is an ola, which one is a chatas. Umufureshes. And then they have another kan that's freshness, that they say at the time that they buy it that this is a, I'm sorry, they have three sets. One of them is chatas va'ola. One of them they say, okay, there are two birds in this set. One, this one's a chatas, this one's an ola. Then they have a second set where they don't say anything. It's sasum. They don't say what's the chatas and what's the ola. And then they have a third set where it's mefareshes, that at the time that they buy it, they say, okay, this bird is a chatas and this bird is an ola, but they're not koveya which one belongs to who. So the difference between the first and the third set is the first set, yes, they identify the ola, they identify the chatas, but they identify which one belongs to who. In the third set, they don't even identify which one belongs to who. So you have two olos, two chatos that are mefurash, and you have a kanstuma. So the kohen should have brought all the olos lemaila, all the chatos lemata, and by the kanstuma, he should have brought one lemaila like an ola, and one lemata like a chatas. But he messed up. And also kulon lemaila, and he brings six birds, all lemaila. So mechza kasher, umechza pasul. Half of the birds that he brought, meaning the two olos that are mefurashos, and one of the birds from the kan stuma are going to be kasher as a carbon ola, and mechza, the other half, are going to be pasul. The two olos, the two birds that are identified as a chatas, and the ones and one bird from the kan stuma, which should have been a chatas, are both going to be pasul because they were done lemaila, they were done incorrectly. So they all have to bring whatever carbon olos chatas were not yet brought. Kula lemata, and if you brought them all lamata, so mechza kasher, mechza pasul, for the same reason. The chataus are kasher, the olos are going to be pasul. Chetzion lamaila v'chetzion lamata, if you brought half of them lamaila and half of them lamata, so the every kan that he did, he made one preda lamaila and the other preda lamata without identifying which one was which, without being careful to make sure that the olos is the one that's being brought lamaila and the chaz is the one that's being brought lamata. Einik sheir el stuma. Then only the one that was still stuma Tuma that you could, you were still allowed to decide is going to be kosher. Mischalekes beinehem, and therefore that kan is mischalekes beinehem, and they have to buy another kan and make a tanai that if the ola was brought for me and the chatas was yours, so you're bringing the chatas for me, I'm bringing the ola for you, and vice versa. So ask the Gemara, vilu mufurash and lo, but for the ones that are mufurash, that we don't say that it's that it's okay. The chash that maybe the olos were brought lamata and the chatos were brought lamaila, v'amai. Why are they all pasul? Nihi nami da ola kreva lamata timshuk v'tahavi chatos of. According to what we're saying, if an ola is brought lamata, it should become a chatos of. It should take on the status of a chatos of. So must be that we don't assume like Rabbi Yeshua that that mishnah is not assuming that when you take an ola sof and you treat it like a chatos of, that it becomes a chatos of. And I know what you want to say. V'chitema hadalok Rabbi Yeshua. Fine. So the mishnayos and kinim are not like Rabbi Yeshua. But umi matzis amir hachi. Can you say that? And then tashma. It's not a third raya. The tashma that we're about to bring, that we're going to start with tomorrow, is going to be, I'll show you that the entire Maseches Kinim is Rabbi Yeshua. So once I've shown you that there's a Mishnah in Kinim that assumes that an Ola that's treated like a Chatos does not become a Chatos, I've proven that Rabbi Yeshua holds that way. Because we're about to see a long Mishnah where at the very end, Rabbi Yeshua is the one that shows up and he tells us that he is the author of Maseches Kinim. We'll pick up with that tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.